We have so many great feast days coming up. Today, of course, St. Michael, St. Gabriel, and St. Raphael. And of course, not only will we have the little flower coming up, but also our guardian angels. Great feast days, great messages for us to reflect on. But today, for our reflection, I would like to invite you to reread the book of Revelation, and we see the title of Satan. Not only is he a liar, but he's the accuser, right? And you heard him accusing us at times, right? Before we go sinning, he take the place of the false encourager. Oh yeah, do this. You can do whatever you want, right? And then whenever we fall, right? Whenever we have sinned, he in turn accuses us in front of God. Huh? He makes us think that we cannot be forgiven, or our sins are too big that God can never love us anymore, or that he locked us in our own enslaved hell, right? In thinking that we have been abandoned, rejected, and forgotten by all. And in light of the accusers, we have three great examples that that in their name tells us how wonderful God is, right? Mikael, Michael, means who is like God. So when Satan accuses us, we need to say, who is like God? You're not like God. So therefore, you do not speak on behalf of God for me, right? The world and the lies of this world always try to speak as if they know the will of God for us. And those who lie to us, right, those who try to manipulate us, or those who try to only worry about themselves, said, be like Mikael, who is like God. I know who my God is. I know who he is, and I love him. Which lead us to Gabriel, God is my strength. God is my strength. You who accuse me, you who lie to me, you who do this to me, I already know who my strength is. And God is my strength. And even in times when we have failed, when we get hurt, when we're in pain and we have to suffer because of all the things that go on in this life, we have Raphael, right? Raphael, if we want to anglicize or Americanize it, right? Raphael said, God is my healing. God heals. So, St. Pope Great Gregory, on the second reading of today's feast, teaches us that all angels are called angels not because of their angelic nature, because they have a mission to be God's messenger. They were sent at God's messenger, and at God minister to us. So we call them angels because of that mission that they were sent on behalf of God. But out of all the angels, there are three special ones that were named. Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael were named because they have important missions attached to them. And so as we celebrate the three archangels today, may we remember the lessons that they teach us and remind us each day, so that when we are being accused by the devil and the evil ones, when we lose heart, or when we feel like we cannot fight anymore, or we have no more ability to move forward, remember, there's no one like God. And only he is our strength. And even whatever going on in our life, we know that he heals us, and he wants to reconcile us, and he wants us to return back to him through the sacraments.